Kathy. K8LBF, KB8RVB. Pretty rough copy, Chris. I don't know if you can switch to the Bay City, maybe. But I got you in there.
KB8RVP, K8LDF mobile.
Hey, now I got you booming in there. Good morning. How's it going?
Real good. Yeah, well, I'm on a highway, so the antenna like almost bends in half. It's a 5/8 wave whip. I mean, it's really long, and it's just a flex in the B-hell on US 10. So yeah, it's probably picket fencing inside a repeater. Doing good, feeling better each day. Not 100% yet, but had a good day yesterday. Wanted to contact you on our way to go on to Livonia, but had a truck full of women in the. That's all I was hearing is cackling. There was no way I'd been able to hear anything that you were saying if I was trying to get a hold of you. It was the same way on the way coming back. They're all were talking. Yeah. Anyways. How's your family feeling? Going to be able to see them soon?
Yeah, we're supposed to go see Taylor and Dana and the three boys, the three grandsons, on Saturday. So hopefully they'll all be feeling better. I think Luke's out of school, so he shouldn't be bringing anything home from school, and hopefully they'll all be doing better. We went over and had dinner with my parents out in Swartz Creek yesterday, hung out with them, and sat and talked the evening away and had a nice time. Patty and I did our own little Christmas gift exchange yesterday morning, so it was real nice, and our kids in Florida are leaving in 2 days to drive back to Michigan. They're moving back up here, so we won't be taking our Florida trips anymore. We'll have them right here, 40 minutes away. KB8RVP.
That's nice. You know, at least they're back closer to home. Probably didn't like all that hurricane garbage. And at least over here, you're a little safer. Well, good. Yeah. Yesterday was a nice day. Good to see the grandkids and the excitement on their faces. Brings back memories, you know, when you're a little kid, you know, and the excitement. Oh, yes, and then the adulthood comes up, you know, and yeah, you're going back to work the next day after the holiday. Yeah, it's always up. I got Christmas to do with my sister and my dad yet, so not sure when that's going to take place, whatever, you know, no big rush on that, so it could be a week from now or whatever. I know the wife and I are going to go to Frankenmuth tomorrow after I get out of work. Get home, get cleaned up, head out to Frankenmuth. We got a free birthday dinner coming to me from Zender, so that'll be good. and by that time, get out of the restaurant after done eating and walk around the town, check out all the decorations and stuff hanging around there. KB8RVP, KB8LDF, now in Bay City.
Hopefully the drive is good this morning. I got an alert on my phone for Frankenmuth this morning saying chance of freezing rain. Frankenmuth North. I think it's set up until 8 or 9 o'clock this morning. So hopefully not encountering any freezing rain. I know it was right around 34 degrees, 33 degrees, something like that. Yeah, that'll be nice. Get out and have dinner. Look forward to that, I'm sure. Looks like we're going to have some mild weather. I saw 50 degrees one day and some 40s and some rain starting Friday or Saturday. So it's going to be a little wet, but we're going to warm up, let things thaw out a little bit. KB8RVP.
Roger that. Truck temperature gauge says about 33 degrees. Everything's wet. We got snow on the ground up here. Quite a bit, really. But the roads are wet. They're not slippery. Unless the temperature drops later today. I didn't catch the weather. I had the TV on in the kitchen while I was preparing my breakfast and making coffee, and I wasn't really paying attention to that. I had it on, but what's the use of having it on if you're not paying attention, right? Listen to those yahoos on TV5. Good Lord. How far are you, off the beaten path, off the highway once you get through Fenton? Like on our way going to, Livonia. Are you pretty far distance away from the highway?
No, I can hear the highway from my house. We're not even a mile to the expressway. It's when I turn into my subdivision, if I'm coming from downtown Fenton, head into my subdivision, I can look down the road and I can see the car going over the expressway.
No kidding, you are close. No, thank you, Larry. Further out in the country, like. We always, on our way to Livonia, always make a stop over on off of Owen Road. It's pretty convenient, you know, like Christmas Eve. My daughter's dad, can we stop over at McDonald's? Just get a bite to eat? Yeah, if you want. It's going to be a while before we actually have dinner. So, off the Owen Road we went and then picked up a meal real quick and back on the highway. Just Owen Road seems to be a good convenience on and off to get back on, you know. Well, I'm here at work. I'm just about ready to pull into the parking lot. KB8RVP, KB8LVF, City.
All right, Chris, have a good day at work. Yeah, it was perfect timing when you called me. I just got off the treadmill, and while we were talking here, I did my stretches on the floor. Yeah, I'm only 3 miles, 4 miles to the repeater site from my house, so I can get into it real easy with a handheld. Pick it up real good. Works nice. All right, have a good day at work, and we'll catch you next time. I work tomorrow from 7 to 1. I work today from 7 to 4. 7-3, I'll listen out. KB8RVP.
Ready? Yeah, that's one thing I should do, this program, the FET machine on this. I don't, I've got the 2-6 machine and Flint 3-4 machines. I don't have the, what is it, 178, I think, FET is. I'll have to look, but anyways, I should program that in here. All right, have a good day. Take care, and thanks for the ride in. Don't overdo it today. We'll catch you later, Mike. KB8RVP, K8LDF, for QRT. Bye-bye.
Says K8DYS.
K8DYS. This is KDA-IWS Mobile. Good morning.
KDA-IWS Mobile. This is Ryan here in Harrison. We're on a base, and I was just doing hooking up a radio. Put the one that I had in here out in the car, and I threw this one in for the base, so I swapped a radio. Is it coming in good?
Yeah, it's doing a great job. Good audio, good and solid audio. No problem whatsoever. I'd say it's a go.
Awesome. Good to hear. Yeah, it's a Kenwood V71. I've had it for some time here, but doesn't get used much. You can't buy them anymore, really. They're expensive, so it's crazy how much they went out. But whereabouts are you at traveling?
I concur, that sounds excellent, that radio.
Yeah, I got you in there, the braking station. Actually, I'm in Fenton. Just out running some errands and about a minute from my QTH. V71, that is a 2-meter 440, correct?
Yeah, it's a dual band. 2-meter 440. Yeah, it was made for quite a while, and then they discontinued it. Kenwood kind of discontinued a lot of their radios, so they got a couple HF radios, and that's about it now, I guess. But I really like it. I got the 700 as well, or it's a 710 or something like that. But yeah, go ahead, other station. I didn't catch your call. You were a little broken up a little bit there. Yeah, Fenton, that's a long ways away. This is K8DYS.
K8DYS, N-A-T-Y-U. My name is Rick, and I just wanted to agree with his assessment on your radio. It sounds outstanding. And typical of Kenwood, most of them sound great anyway. Anyway, I didn't want to bug you guys. Just let me know that it is working quite well. Great audio. And I'll get out of here and let you two guys... I'm in Emily City, by the way. Talk to you later. N-A-G-Y-U.
N-A-G-Y-U. Emily City. Wow. Yeah. It's nice to be able to talk down that way. I get on here occasionally, so. Alrighty, Rick, and other station, go ahead. I'm going to be clear on your final, and it was, thanks for coming back. Give me the check there. We're running 5 watts, by the way, so the repeater's got a pretty good reach over this way. Receiver is top-notch today, so. Alright, go ahead, and we'll be clear on your final. Be careful out there traveling, and hope you had a good Christmas, and Happy New Year coming up. K8DYS.
Yeah, very good there. Yeah, my grandson actually has a Kenwood V71. V71. Great radio. I keep trying to tell him to get it put in his truck. He lives out in Montana. We both got our tickets back in 2008. He was 12 years old, and that's the story there. But, no, good talking with you guys. Hey, don't, this repeater system is here to use, so anytime anybody's out there wants to jump in, go right ahead. This is Kurt and Fenton. I'm clear. KD8IWS73, and Happy New Year. Upcoming Happy New Year, 73.
Thanks to one and all. The same goes from me to a Happy New Year. Hope everyone had a marvelous Christmas. Vicki, I haven't heard you on there today, so if you're there, fine. If not, then, well, my loss. N-A-T-Y-D here. Bye-bye.
KDIF from WAGDE. KADYS from WAGDE.
WAGDE, go ahead.
Hi, Ryan. Name here is John, and we live over here in Gladwin.
Oh, hey, John. Yeah, I've heard you on the Gladwin repeater, I do believe. I don't get on a whole lot, but when I do, I'm here. So today I'm hooking up some radios. How's it going today?
Yes, let's see, just a little bit north of you is where Skip lives, KDSKB. And I don't know if you knew it, but Colleen, W8CPR, lives just a bit north and west of you, and she's always on the Gladwin repeater with us.
Yeah, I do believe I heard you guys talking occasionally. I don't stick around to listen too much. I just heard, I sometimes have it on, and I listen, and... yeah, we're right off of 61 here, about 6 miles east of Harrison. We're almost right in the middle, in between Gladwin and Harrison. And I do monitor 5-2 quite a bit, and I have an All-Star node as well up in 146-400. So, but I mainly just talk on 5-2, and I don't usually get on the repeaters a whole lot.
Yeah, very good. Well, you know, if you hear us out there on the 1-8 repeater, you're more than welcome to come over and chat with us.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, again, you got Ryan here. Nice to meet you. And hopefully you have a good New Year. I got to button some up stuff up in the car. Got to get the mic hooked up and try to tidy up some wires. I put the FTM300 in there. I was running it in here for a while, but I was running a monoband fusion radio in there, but it doesn't have a remote head, and I wanted the face up on the dash, so I got to button that up, and then I have to go pick my daughter up here this afternoon, so I'm going to stay moving, and, but yeah, nice meeting you, and thanks for jumping back to me. And I'll be on more, you know, it's cold and getting nasty, so I'll be inside more on the weekends and whatnot. So I got a couple days off yet for the holiday, so that's cool. So we'll be monitoring. All right, everybody out there, have a good New Year's, and we'll catch you on the flip side. This is K8DYS.
Hey, Ryan. Well, I did see that you had the 10-meter beacon and some stuff going on 10 meters, and looks like you put a pretty good tower. We've got 40 feet of tower to go up over at Colleen's house when the weather and when I get around to trying to do it. And let's see what else. So Colleen does a lot of 10-meter work. She does a lot of POTA. And I think I know she's got over 20 countries logged on 10 meters. a whole pile of states. So she's been pretty active on 10. All right, 7-3, have a good day, W8JDE.
Yeah, if you need any help in the spring or whenever you're putting that tower up, we got some equipment here to be able to do that. I don't know what kind it is. I got access to a gin pole, and I'm pretty young and robust yet, so I've got 8 towers here. They're all pretty small. The tallest one's 70 feet, but, you know, the real estate on the top is important, so I've got several scattered around here, but and I just hang out on 28305, so if you guys ever get on there, there's a group of guys on there. Our antennas are all up, you know. The one guy in Sanford, his antenna's up about 120 feet to the bottom. And there's some guys down by Saginaw, and we get on there. They're on there every day, so. Alrighty. We'll catch you later. K8DYS.
Nice to know. Maybe one of these days we'll stop over. We'll be looking for 28305 also. I'll tell Colleen that. And she's got, when she gets her tower up, she's got a 3-element beam to go up there too. So, I'm hearing her right now. She's working proto right now on 10 meters. Wow. All right, 7-3, again, nice running into you. Have a tremendous day. W-A-J-D.
K-F-8-B-N-J. Name is Bill, Holly, Michigan. Just wanted to say howdy, hi. Kilo, Foxtrot, 8. Bravo, November, Juliet. Monitoring. Kilo, Foxtrot, 8. Bravo, November, Juliet. I'd like to get a radio check. Is this thing sounding all right?
Sounding 110%. KC8, TWL.
73-3, appreciate the comeback. You have a Happy New Year.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. You too. Hope Santa was good to you yesterday. Maybe brought you some equipment. He did me, so I'm looking forward to it. Picked up a Yaesu FT-891. So I'm looking to get an antenna tuner here in the next couple of days to go with it, and we'll get on the air. So 73 KC8 TWL.
Dad gum, you must have been a good boy. Yeah, I'm not quite that good, but it sounds great. Hopefully you can get a tuner soon, but you sound really good with whatever you're on right now, but I would look forward to hooking that up too if I were you. 73's Happy New Year again. KF8BNJ.
Testing.
W8ADW-Jesse.
KB8RVP, KA8LDF Mobile.
KB8RVP, KA8LDF Mobile.
Thank you.